Chapter 22.
The alert strobing Ben could take, and the chirping and wailing of the alarms he'd already silenced with a few well-placed blaster bolts. But the acrid smoke rising out of the equipment cabinets, that he could not stop. No matter how poorly the control room's air exchangers worked, no matter how badly the fumes stung his eyes or burned his throat, he did not dare tamper with such alien technology. There was no telling what he might blow up. Himself, the entire habitat, even the maw itself. And there were some things a good Jedi just did not risk. Deciding he had made every preparation possible, Ben turned back to the entry hatch. He made one last inspection of his spot welds, then nodded in satisfaction and shut off the energy feed to his plasma torch. No one would be sneaking through the door when he wasn't watching. Tossing the welding mask and gloves aside as he walked, Ben descended to the front of the tri-level control room. There, bathed in the flickering purple light from the writhing radiance beyond the viewport, his emaciated father lay strapped to a hover gurney from the Shadow's medbay. Both arms had fresh IV catheters in them, one delivering hydration and the other nutrients. But Ben did not know how much longer the fluid drips could keep his father alive. Both of the guides had died more than a week ago. The given, because Ben had no idea how to insert an intravenous catheter through an exoskeleton. The other one, because the Shadow simply did not carry the saline-free drips necessary to avoid poisoning a Godel. Several meters away sat Rondi Tremaine, looking human again with fairly clean yellow hair and cheeks that were only slightly hollow. A pair of stun cuffs from the Shadow's security stores connected her wrist to a metal floor beam that Ben had exposed for the purpose. Her brows were arched in fear, and her eyes were rimmed in red from weeping.
"Ben, please," she said. "What are you doing?"
Ben did not answer because he wasn't sure yet. His father's orders had been clear. Under no circumstances was Ben to go beyond Shadows. If something went wrong, he was to report back to the Masters and make sure the Jedi knew about the dark power hiding in the Maw. But then that had been before Ben had started to go Barvey. He knew the symptoms of paranoid delusional disorder, and he realized he was suffering from most of them. The unshakable belief that his life and his father's were in danger. The all-consuming fear that haunted his every thought. The reasons he could always find to dismiss any fact that did not support his own convictions. And yet, the Mindwalkers were trying to kill him. While he might doubt his own sanity, that Ben did not doubt at all. No one had attacked him directly, of course. The Mindwalkers were too clever for that. Instead, they had depleted the Shadow's medbay to the point that he could no longer treat even a simple infection. They had consumed so much nutripaste that Ben had been reduced to foraging old dehydros from other vessels in the hangar. And the Shadow's recycling system had lost so much water to the people who drank and left that it was having trouble purifying itself.
"Ben," Rondi said, "you can't leave Roland in that little room to die. That's just sick."
Though Ben did not say so, he thought Rondi was probably right. It was certainly not normal to leave a man welded inside a sleeping cabin. It wasn't normal to trap the door with a thermite tamper guard either. But it was necessary, should Ben decide to go through with his plan. And he was beginning to realize he probably had no choice. As bad as it was that both of Master Horn's children had lost their minds, to have Ben Skywalker return to Coruscant alone, delusional and paranoid, would be a catastrophe for the Jedi Order matched only by Luke Skywalker's death. And it could easily get worse. In Ben's demented state, he might fail to report what he and his father had found in the Maw. Or he might not be believed. Rondi seemed to take Ben's silence as a statement of intention.
"Don't do this," she pleaded. "If Roland starves in there, he'll be lost until his presence disperses into the Force. At least bring him in here, where he can see the meditation chamber and find his way back beyond Shadows."